Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette City Council moves to simplify development fees. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Gillette City Council is taking steps to make it easier for contractors and city staff to find development-related issues. According to the Gillette News Record, council members voted 6-1 last week to approve the first reading of a series of ordinances that would move scattered fee schedules into a single centralized resolution. That document would be available online at both the City Clerk's Office and the Department of Development Services. City Administrator Mike Cole says the move is part of an effort to eliminate confusion in city building codes by putting all fees in one place. Importantly, city officials say the ordinances would not change current fees, but instead recognize where they're located. Any future fee adjustments would come later through a separate council vote. At the same meeting, Development Services Director Rye Mazzarelli outlined a proposed 3-year plan to gradually shift more development costs away from taxpayers and towards builders, potentially reaching about 75% cost recovery.
There's a revenue offset on when we have permits, contractor licensing, major subdivisions, those planning fees, but we're recovering somewhere between 5-20%. So what's happening is the general fund is subsidizing the rest of that development. So what we're talking about is kind of adjusting those fees to be more in line with other municipalities in the area and to recoup some more of those fees to have less of a burden on the general fund.
But not everyone is on board. Councilman Jim West cast a lone no vote, saying higher fees should come with more consistent code enforcement.
Like I said before, I don't think any of our contractors have a problem paying more fees if the process of getting there is more sustainable. But I haven't heard of it getting better. You know, I mean, that's my issue, I guess. And the word on the street is the second floor is the worst department to work on or work with. I would like to see us more make sure we're following our own codes, our own ordinances. And when a contractor asks, hey, can you show me where this rule is? We can actually provide that rule instead of saying, oh, that's just because we decided that's the rule.
The ordinance still needs 2 more readings before final approval. If passed, the new fee structure could be adopted in time for the next fiscal year beginning July 1st. Gordon supports plan to move Forest Service headquarters west. Governor Mark Gordon is backing a federal plan to move the U.S. Forest Service headquarters out of Washington, D.C., and closer to the land it manages. According to Wildfile, the United States Forest Service announced Tuesday it will relocate its national headquarters to Salt Lake City while also restructuring its regional system. Under the plan, a new Northern Plains State office covering Wyoming and 3 neighboring states would be based in Cheyenne. Gordon says the move could improve coordination on key issues like timber, energy development, wildlife habitat, recreation, and grazing by putting decision makers closer to western landscapes. Federal officials say the restructuring is aimed at improving efficiency, cutting costs, and better aligning leadership with where most national forest challenges exist, primarily in the West. The overhaul also includes consolidating research operations under a single national office in Fort Collins, Colorado. For now, officials say there will be no changes to local forest offices or wildfire response. In a statement, the Bridger-Teton National Forest said fire readiness and operations will remain unchanged. The move follows earlier efforts during the Trump administration to relocate federal land management agencies closer to the West, including a previous attempt to move the Bureau of Land Management headquarters. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.